And our time right now is about 8:30. Time right now is 8:32 on AM 1420. It's the Breakfast Crew. And Dr. Joseph Chang is with us. He attended Portsmouth University in England, earned his doctorate degree in pharmacology, and has written a fantastic book called The Aging Myth, Unlocking the Mysteries of Looking and Feeling Young. And an amazing book that really sort of unlocks some of the ideas of aging, how to look better longer. And Dr. Chang, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Bob.
Tell us a little bit about your background scientifically and how you came to study aging.
Yes. Well, you've mentioned some of the sort of experience and training that I have. I'm trained as a pharmacologist, and in fact, the first half of my career, I spent that leading a group of research scientists in pharmaceutical companies. And then more recently, in the second half of my career, I started this company called Pharmanex, and where I had spent a lot of time studying natural ingredients and how they work on the aging process. So, and now that company has since become part of a larger company called New Skin, here located here in Utah. And so, as you can see, I have always been interested to see how we can actually somehow be able to influence the aging process. And most recently, over the last 3 or 4 years, it has become clear to me and our scientists working together with me on aging that aging is not really inevitable. You know, it's something that we can actually influence. And in fact, that fountain of youth that we've always been looking for actually resides within our body, and it is actually found and located at the genetic level, and particularly related to these age-related genes. So we've been looking in the wrong place for the fountain of youth. It has always been in us and within us, and if we can somehow influence these genes, we have a much better chance of preserving and, in fact, maybe even improving our quality of life as we age. So that's really the intent of the message in the book.
So the fountain of youth is not located somewhere in a swamp in Florida?
It's not, Bob. It's actually within us. Isn't that a great feeling that we actually have fountain of youth now?
Yeah, it really is. Now you mentioned that there are some genes that control that. Does that mean that some people just don't age and others do, or is there something that can be done about that?
The remarkable thing is that we all have those genes. It's just a matter of, with our gene expression signs, we've been able to find out that it's actually these genes getting out of control in certain people. And when they get out of the control, that's why they age quicker relative to another person who have exactly the same genes. So we can influence those genes, even in that person, when those genes get out of tune.
And how do we influence that?
Okay. Well, the first and most important thing is we can influence those genes by maintaining and actually eating a good diet. That's first and foremost. This obesity, for example, epidemic that we have in this country certainly will affect how we age as well and impact the quality of life. So that's an important thing. We all need to eat well, and we all need to have a highly healthy nutritional diet. So that's one thing. Now, we also know that we've been looking at a variety of natural ingredients from the plant world and from other natural sources, and we have been able to identify several natural ingredients that can actually reset these age-related genes that we call youth gene clusters. We can reset these gene clusters back to a more youthful state. So we can actually also be able to do that with other new natural ingredients that are not found in the foods that we eat.
Now, that's sort of a breakthrough discovery, because I think, generally speaking, it was thought that, at least by most people, that that as you started aging, there was no turning back the clock.
I know, yeah. But it is really a profound discovery that we have. And it's not an overnight discovery. It took more than 30 years of aging research by ourselves and our collaborators in a variety of academic institutions. Together and collectively, it took more than 30 years to be able to discover this fountain of youth, so to speak.
Wow. And in what ways, as you start doing this, what sort of things do you notice, do you see? Does it become physically apparent, or is it explain the results?
Yes. Yeah. I think the incredible outcome that we're seeing with this ability to reset the youth gene clusters is how we're going to look and feel younger. For example, with a product that we developed through HLOC Science, we've been able to use this skincare topical anti-aging system, and when we apply it on the skin, after several weeks, the skin starts to revert back to looking more youthful, looking healthier, and looking smoother. So that's obviously a positive outcome from our science.
It certainly is. So you go from sort of wrinkled and spotty to smooth and youthful.
Yep, youthful. That's really the ultimate objective. And we're beginning to, we really feel that with our HLOC science, we're just scratching the surface of our discovery. We're going to develop more. And in fact, the science that we're doing has a personal agenda for me, if you will, because I actually watched my father die about roughly 2.5 years ago, and it was not really his death that impacted me in a very sad way. And it was actually the years that he lived before his death, where he had to suffer, he had rather very poor quality of life. And those were the years that I looked upon and said, wow, really, if my dad had to go through that kind of suffering before he died, perhaps death was actually a blessing in disguise for him because he didn't have to suffer anymore. So with HLOC and with these recent discoveries at the genetic level about how we age, I'm hoping that this HLOC will help other people to be able to actually to die healthy. And that is to say that having a great, youthful quality of life until your last living day. That's my fondest wish, if you will, for this recent discovery.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, the book, The Aging Myth, Unlocking the Mysteries of Looking and Feeling Young, is that available everywhere?
Yeah, it is. It's described more on our website that's called agingmyth.com. And it's available through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and other online bookstores.
Great. It's well worth reading. And we thank you very much for being with us. And also, I suppose, the products are available from Nu Skin. Is that correct?
That's correct. And again, anybody who would be interested could log on the website, Nu Skin, N-U. SKIN.com to learn more about those products.
Well, Dr. Joseph Chang, thank you for being with us this morning. It's been really enlightening, and we appreciate all your knowledge.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for inviting me.
Sure. Have a great day.
Thank you.